Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This morning I'm going to give you a brief report on the 2011 physical year and then year-to-date for this particular physical year. But before I do that, I would like to introduce to you Robert Bruner from Texas, who is the chairman of our audit committee, to give you a report on his committee's meeting yesterday. Did Robert leave? I saw him a few minutes ago.
Okay. Thank you, Roger.
Oh, okay.
I'm over here in the corner. Thank you, Roger. Good morning to all of you. The Beef Board Audit Committee met with a representative of Clifton Larson Allen, the board's audit firm, formerly Clifton Gunderson. She presented the results of the audit procedures conducted on the board's 2011 financial statements. The auditor highlighted the following items during our meeting. Clifton Larson Allen issued an audit report stating that the board's financial statements were fairly presented under the modified cash basis of accounting, which is the method the board has used since its inception. This audit report can be found on page 12 of the Beef Board annual report, which Beef Board members received at check-in and also are available in the back of the room. The auditors also reported that nothing came to their attention that caused them to believe the board was not in compliance with the act and order relative to the use of funds collected and the type of instruments in which the board invested during 2010 and 2011. Clifton Larson Allen issued an independent auditor's report on internal control over financial reporting and on compliance and other matters on the audit of the financial statements, which you can see on page 17 of the annual report. This report states that the auditors did not identify any deficiencies in the board's internal accounting controls that would be considered material weaknesses, nor did the auditors identify any instances of noncompliance or other matters that would be required to be reported under government auditing standards. During the committee meeting, the auditor reported that the board's expenditures for administration were below the 5% limitation established by the Act. Administrative expenses for 2011 were 4.8% of projected revenues. The audit committee then discussed the selection of the board's audit firm for fiscal year 2012. Clifton Gunderson merged their operations with the Larson Allen accounting firm, creating the new firm of Clifton Larson Allen. It was the committee's decision to recommend to the board that Clifton Larson Allen continue as the board's auditors for another year. And this is as a standard procedure. The audit committee has asked the firm to do a conflict check to ensure there are no issues with their merger. At this time, Mr. Chair, I move that Clifton Larson Allen, pending the satisfactory review of the conflict check, be retained as the board's audit firm for fiscal year 2012.
All right, you've heard the report, and that's the committee's recommendation, and there's no need for a second here. So with that, we have a motion on the floor. Could we get you to hold up your red cards if you all agree with this? Okay, then that's done. Any opposed to this? Good. Then it's carried unanimously. Yes, sir, Mr. Robert.
The final item I have to report is another reminder to all members that CBB Audit Committee meetings is an open meeting, just like the other checkoff meetings. If you want to hear discussions about how we ensure the financial integrity of the Beef Board, feel free to attend the Audit Committee meeting. Finally, I'd like to thank the Audit Committee members for serving on the committee during 2011. It has been a pleasure working with all of you. This completes the Audit Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Robert. All right, at this time, I'll turn it back to Roger.
Thank you, Robert. And I'd just like to add my thanks to the audit committee, who worked very diligently to ensure that the board remains accountable to all producers and importers who pay the checkoff. Now let's take a look at some of the significant items in the audited financial statement. For the board members, you'll find it on page 13 in your book that I hope you got earlier. And what we'll do is present several slides that show comparison between 10 and 11. That's on page 13. First, I'll discuss the statement of assets, liabilities, and net assets that you see on the screen. The balance of cash and short-term investments increased by $2.5 million during 2011, which was a 14.4% increase. The board continues to comply with USDA Agricultural Marketing Service investment policy by investing in U.S. government agency securities with maturities of 1 year or less, as well as certificates of deposits, which are FDIC insured. And the weighted average yield on those investments, as you would expect, as of December 31st, was 0.3%. Which follows what it was in 2010. Our yield on investments is expected to stay low as the Federal Reserve Bank continues to keep interest rates low in order to help revive our struggling economy. During 2009, the board advanced program funding in the amount of $2 million to its primary contractor, the NCBA. This advance was made to ensure that NCBA had the funds necessary to pay checkoff program expenses prior to billing the board for these costs. Advance payments are available to all board contractors, although none of the other contractors have requested such an advance. NCBA did repay the board in 2011. The board's net assets comprise funds appropriated for future budgeted expenses, a board reserve, and undesignated net assets. You can see on the slide that the funds appropriated for future budgeted expenses of $13 million represents funds available for expenditures that have been budgeted at year-end but not yet paid. The board reserve of $4.35 million is the amount established by the board at the 2005 summer meeting. When we reduced the reserve from $5 million to $3 million and then added $350,000 back, and then 2010, $1 million was put back in this fund, so that the total as of today is $4.35 million. This reserve can be used by the board with approval from USDA. And as a practical matter, our reserve is maintained at that level to ensure that the Beef Board has funds available to deal with a crisis, to pay for a referendum, or to fund the cost associated with closing down the Beef Board in the event a referendum terminates the beef checkoff. We sure hope that doesn't ever happen. It's not a reserve for dealing with long-term reductions in revenue, which we're experiencing. The undesignated funds that you see there, just slight of $2.4 million at year-end, are funds resulting from budgeted expenses that were not spent in previous years. Those dollars are, in essence, returned to the board, and surplus revenues. These funds are available for future years. If we focus on the revenues and expenses for 2011, assessment revenues were $42 million during 2011. This represents a decrease of $218,000 compared to 2010, but an increase of $330,000 compared to 2009. At last year's board meeting, we reported that the 2009 assessments were at the lowest level collected by the Beef Board since 1987. So the board's assessment revenues are still at historic low levels, and we really don't expect that to change but with the current projections for the U.S. cow herd. We're going the wrong way. Interest revenues were $49,000 during 2011, $5,000 more than 2010. And as we indicated earlier, those short-term interest rates have continued to be low, particularly in the places that we can invest this money. And this income from revenue is at the lowest level the last 2 years in our history. Our revenues of this slide shows you what's the trend of assessments. Other revenues of $196,000 represent late fees on assessments and money returned from contractors. So total revenues for 2011 was $42.2 million, $71,000 less than the previous year. Program expenses increased by $2.2 million in 2011, primarily going into industry information, research, promotion, and foreign marketing. These increases resulted mostly from the timing of payments, when we were invoiced for payment of the amounts that had been allocated. USDA's oversight expense, as you see here in the second line, increased. And again, that increase was due to the timing of some of the invoices submitted to the board. Administration expenses increased by $177,000 this last year. This was a result of increased legal fees, Wayne, and the cost of staff transitions.
He loves saying that.
As Robert reported to you earlier, this represents of projected revenues 4.8%, which is below our allowed level of 5%. Finally, the board ended the fiscal year 2011 by spending $489,000 less than we collected. This is a result of the timing of payments to contractors, and eventually all of those funds will be expended, except for the reserve, but we never spend more than we have. So we try to make sure we're close to that zero line. That completes the audited report for 2011. You Beef Board members will have a copy of the year-to-date expenses for this year. And just a few points about those. Through December 31st, the board's assessment revenues were $528,000 more than last year. That sounds encouraging, but part of that is wiped out by decreases in import assessments. The domestic went up, which probably is associated with the harvest and the sale of many cattle from the droughted areas, but the import assessments were lower. So even with that, our current projections indicate that the board's revenues for the year 2012 will be in line with our projection early of $40.87 million for this year. And so we'll have to monitor that very closely through the year. The total expenditures for October 1st through December 31st were $2.5 million less than the amounts expended the previous year, but this decrease was basically with timing of invoices received from our contractors. If you have any questions about the audited statements or the year-to-date statements, we can address them now, or I would refer you to our CFO, Catherine Ayers, to answer your questions. As I complete my term this here in a minute or so, I would just like to thank the board for allowing me to serve in this capacity. It's been a tremendous experience. I would like to thank the staff who worked so hard for us. And I'd also like to tell all of you producers who pay the check off that I think have made a lot of progress, and that your dollars are being spent in the way that they were intended to be spent, and that we have many safeguards in place that ensure that that happens. Thank you very much. Wesley.
Well, thanks, Roger and Mr. Robert, for those reports. Now, I want this whole audience to understand that Wes has just shown me what a vice chairman is supposed to do. So, Wes, at this time, if you've got your notes kind of gathered up, I've had to write mine as I went along. But if you don't mind, if you would take back over, I sure would appreciate it. Mr. Chair, Wesley Grout.